Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Holly Woods of Hartford, again on the Hill Skills and Thrill Show, doing my most favorite and most loathed episode. It's the Ask Me Anything episode. It's where you get to call in, email, text me, or send me any messages and ask me questions that I have to answer. And no matter how embarrassing it is, no matter how personal, I must answer to the most of my honest ability. So right now, it is March 21st, and I am watching a movie, so I'm trying to relax a little bit, but I have a buttload of questions that you have already pre-selected for me to answer. So let me get started. Let me start with just pulling them out of the box. First question, what is your favorite color? Simple, ooh, good. The answer to your question, my favorite color is green. My ultimate favorite color is green. My second favorite color would be purple. And that answers that question, hopefully. Don't get it confused if you see me wearing pink, or even if you see me wear lots of blues or any other colors, my favorite color is green. So that movie that I said we were going to be watching is called The Orient Express. I haven't seen it, and I think it is the new rendition of one of the older movies that I'm most likely seeing, called Murder on the Orient Express. And if it's a remake, I'm definitely going to doze off and try to cut this short so I could watch that. I love watching remakes of older movies to something new. If you didn't have that as a question, there you go. Answered up. Love watching remakes. Let me go back into the box and pull out another question. What is your beverage of choice? Beverage of choice. Well, funny thing you should ask, I truly enjoy hot water with lemon. But if I'm drinking something that isn't totally good for me, I would have to go to champagne or whiskey. Those are my top two choices if I had to choose. And that's only if it's a bar. If it's just having a nice little beverage and relaxing, I'm most likely going to have some water, maybe some lemonade or iced tea. Those are my non-alcoholic beverages of choice. All right, questions are definitely on the tame line right now, so I am comfortable answering. You'll hear a little squirt here and there. That is me spraying my vanilla lavender moisturizing hand sanitizer. It's about 1.5 ounces, and I was able, not even 1.5, it's about a half of an ounce of a fluid ounce, and I purchased it for $3 at CVS. Get your vanilla lavender moisturizing hand sanitizer. Okay, back into the box. All right, here's more of a personal question. Who holds your heart? That's a really deep question, because that kind of goes into different realms. If you know anything about me, my son holds my ultimate key to my heart, and that will always be. But the initials of the person who holds my heart closest to him today is S-C-O. That's all you get to know. Boom. All right, next question. If I wasn't here, where would I be? I think I've answered this question before in another AMA episode. If I wasn't here today, I would be in South Africa. Preferably Joburg, or even as far as Cape Town. I really enjoy everything those cities have to offer, And I'd love to return as soon as I get that opportunity. You will see me. Made me think about why I enjoy it so much. There's literally everything for everyone. So much culture, history, beauty. I just love to feel the air. It feels clean. It feels fresh. I feel like I can actually breathe. Okay, off my remnants. Back into the box. Okay, good question. Who is my favorite person in the world? Well, that'd be like someone who holds my heart dearest, but my favorite person in the world is a combination of two. It's a little boy named Carleone and his sweet mother Jessica. My sister and my nephew are my favorite people in the world. And I need to give them a call because I was doing a couple of things of food shopping earlier when they were calling me, and I most likely know that they're going to be asking me about our trip to Vegas and seeing if we're still on board, which most likely we are. We just really have to play out all of this corona drama and see how and what happens from it. All right, back to the books. Shaking it up a little bit. I want to kind of get a good question. Who is your favorite entertainer? Okay. My favorite entertainer. That's a good one. Past, present. It's kind of tough now when I'm thinking about it because it goes all over the board. I automatically think of who inspired me the most, and that would be the one, the only, Eartha Kitt. And then I'd have to think also about in my lifetime who has inspired me, and it's still working, and I would have to say the illustrious Jennifer Lopez. So Eartha Kitt and Jennifer Lopez are two of my favorite entertainers, to answer your question. All right, back to the box. Okay. Go into the corner. What is your favorite sexual position? All right, I knew that would be in there. Of course, you'd have to throw in a little bit of debauchery in there. My favorite would be any position where I could give my partner complete control. My ideal position would be something a little bit more submissive, though I tend to take on more of a dominant role sexually. Hopefully that answered your question, whoever asked that one. Quite naughty. There's a question about my favorite colors. I like those ones. Those kind of made me a little more uneasy. This one a little uncomfortable. All right. I have time for a few more questions. So let's go back to the box. What is your dream job? Well, coincidentally, I am living it. My dream job is being a burlesque performer and aerial arts instructor. And of course, being able to perform and show what my skills are would be ideally my dream, which means I would own my own theater or studio, which I do, and doing my dream job, which would be teaching amazing, willing students who want to tap in their central side with lessons that I've learned throughout my time just being me. So yes, me, am I? Yes, truly living my dream job. That I am. Thank you for asking that question. All right, back to the box. Ooh, have you ever been in love? Yes, 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 I have. And I truly believe love is something that, like an organ, can be strengthened with practice and can grow with intention. You really need to have an open heart to understand the many facets of love. One friend asked, there's not many women in my age who are willing to fall in love and start relationships. And I had to disagree with him. I said, there are plenty of women your age and older who are still willing and open to the idea of love. The sad thing about it is that most men your age believe that women your age are not interested in sex. And that is where the difference truly lies. Women get older and become a little bit more comfortable with our bodies. And as we tend to understand more about that and love, we open and express more and are openly willing to express more sexually with a partner. So, gentlemen, do not sleep on women who are your age or older. We do still want love, attention, and affection. I am going to close out this episode of Ask Me Anything and leave it open to a bigger episode when you give me more questions, because there's only about 2 more questions at the end of the box. And I'd rather not spoil it by ruining it for someone who may have had the opportunity to speak on the episode. So I'm going to take the last few minutes of this episode, take private calls, and answer the last few questions at the end of my box. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode and you'll tune into the next AMA episode, which will be in about a month from now. I look forward to speaking to you and answering your questions, so keep them coming. Again, this is your girl, Holly Woods, with the Hill Skills and Thrill Show. I hope you enjoyed your time. Until next time, bye-bye.